We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Good boy, Jim. You like your nylon bone, huh? Good boy, Jim.
Hello and welcome, compassionate viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Bunarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Ethiopian Ministry of Health receives $500,000 in equipment for improving maternal care. In innovation news, the Japanese car manufacturer Toyota presents prototypes of 4 robots with healthcare applications. In animal news, feline Jesse travels 3,000 kilometers in Australia to get back home. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 10th, is Human Rights Day, commemorating the anniversary of the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations in 1948. It is a time to contemplate on the meaning and importance of human rights. Events to raise awareness about the need for human liberties and cultural gatherings of music, dance, drama, or fine art to celebrate the vital necessity for all people to be respected and appreciated as equals are among the activities held on this day. Today is also International Animal Rights Day, planned by Uncaged, a United Kingdom-based animal welfare group. This occasion focuses on the Universal Declaration of Animal Rights, which promotes safeguarding our animal co-inhabitants as sentient beings and calls for the recognition of the right to life, freedom, and natural enjoyment for every being. Activities around the globe include candlelit vigils, letter-writing campaigns, and public information tables set up to encourage kind ideals. On this Human Rights Day, International Animal Rights Day, and every day, may we all continue to work toward a planet on which each being finds peace, joy, and dignity.
UK and Ireland battered by storm. A severe weather system struck parts of Scotland and Ireland on Thursday, December 8th, uprooting trees and damaging property, with at least one person who suffered minor injuries when a caravan was blown over. As wind gusts in Scotland reached speeds of up to 165 miles per hour or 265 kilometers per hour, a 300-foot wind turbine was toppled, while another tower exploded in flames. Moreover, a major search was launched in the Scottish Cairngorms after 5 hikers went missing, with all who were fortunately later found. Meanwhile, the Met Office issued a red alert warning throughout Scotland, where schools were also closed and 70,000 people were still without power on Friday.
Widespread travel restrictions were implemented, with roads that were closed and police warning against driving, while a number of flights were cancelled at Edinburgh and Glasgow airports. Severe weather warnings were issued for parts of England, and wind speeds in Ireland approached storm force 11. On Friday, despite the adverse weather continuing in some areas, repair crews had been dispatched and were working continuously to restore power and clear debris. Our appreciation, officials and all emergency personnel, for your initiatives to ensure the safety of the affected residents. They are striving for kinder lifestyles, swiftly secure a calmer and more balanced ecosphere for all beings.
Eastern US and Canada hit by chilling storm. A mixture of heavy rain, gale force winds and some snow starting late Wednesday, December 7th and into Thursday wreaked havoc in parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island in the US and further north in the Canadian Maritime provinces of Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick. The sudden and severe weather caused some structural damage, flooding and power outages in affected areas of the US, with the Red Cross offering help for affected residents.
Meanwhile, wind gusts in Canada of up to 136 kilometers per hour resulted in downed trees and power lines that left almost 50,000 homes without electricity. Snowfall also hit in areas such as the city of Bathurst in northern New Brunswick, where 16 centimeters fell within one day, with ferries in the region that were cancelled, schools that were shut down, and the Confederation Bridge being temporarily closed to traffic.
We thank all officials and other emergency teams as well as the Red Cross for your assistance in the storm-stricken areas. Our prayers that such disruptive conditions are eased through humanity's more benevolent stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell SPACE space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right, force-fed drugs till you lose your mind, sweltering at noon, frozen in the night, fresh air, what is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods, can't even tell of my nightmare, the entire human race, anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure, a bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand, to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb, or to hang from one leg on the ceiling, and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or endure such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 410. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Children recognized for their efforts to change the world. On Wednesday, December 7th, the US-based Huffington Post highlighted the accomplishments of 11 youths as young as 7 years of age for the differences they made in the lives of others this year. Among those honored was 17-year-old visually impaired Jeff Hansen, whose donations of his colorful and gifted artistry have raised $350,000 for children's health charities. Also distinguished was 7-year-old Evan Moss, who was diagnosed with a rare condition resulting in severe epileptic seizures and needed a service dog that his family couldn't afford.
So he wrote his own book to raise the funds and provide insights into the world of children living with such a condition. In the southern state of Florida, after raising some $200,000 that was donated to build 27 homes in Haiti for her quake-affected residents, 12-year-old Rachel Wheeler went on to raise funds for the reconstruction of a school so that children could return to their classes. Finally, a posthumous honor went to 9-year-old Rachel Beckwith of Washington State, who sadly succumbed to an auto accident, but whose birthday wish to construct wells in developing countries was fulfilled as individual donors contributed over $1 million to the organization charity Water.
Our hats off all 11 young honorees for your selfless and giving hearts, as we also thank Huffington Post for sharing these noble deeds. May we all be inspired by such acts of kindness to create a more loving world.
Save our planet, halting meat consumption to solve climate challenges. As the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP17, concluded in Durban, South Africa on Friday, December 9th, delegates from the more than 190 convening nations had made progress on details of the $100 billion Green Climate Fund intended to assist developing countries most vulnerable to climate change. But for now, the many urgent challenges faced by such countries, including in the summit's host continent of Africa, must be addressed through their own actions.
Africa faces the twin challenge of poverty and climate change.
90% of Chad Lake has disappeared. You see the Kilimanjaro ice also. The majority of this ice has disappeared due to climate change effect. to see floods and also desertification effects.
Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports on some of the ways South Africa and others are approaching the climate change problem.
Coinciding with the COP17 summit, the South African government unveiled the country's first ever solar plant at Hazelmeer Vermeulen. Certainly, while sustainable energy is the way we all should go, some experts point out the need to prioritize measures that will help with more rapid cooling of the atmosphere. Namely, they urge governments to focus on mitigating the potent greenhouse gas methane, whose biggest human-made source is the meat industry. This was the message of Indian Member of Parliament and vegan, the Honorable Maneka Gandhi, who spoke at the press conference just 3 blocks away from the COP17 conference center.
What needs to be done is not to concentrate on carbon dioxide and do the things that can be done, which means that you go to the next and most important gas, which is methane. You can say, all right, we will not eat meat. We will not grow meat for others to eat. Not only is it a real solution, but it's an immediate solution.
Many others express support for the dietary solution to global warming.
We have the livestock, which polluting a lot with methane gas, which is more potent than CO2.
As more and more people eat more and more meat, it's causing extra methane emissions. It's cutting down the forest, and in addition to being very, very cruel.
The South African vegan cyclist Van Fortley cycled thousands of miles from Cape Town to Durban over 2 weeks in his own inspiring campaign.
Spin!
Basically highlighting the fact that climate change has a lot to do with individuals, individual choice, daily choice of what drives you, and it's not only about the fuel that you put in your cars, it's about the fuel you put in your body.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Durban, South Africa.
Meanwhile, countries like those in Africa must also quickly find ways to ensure food security for their populations as part of climate change adaptation, which global dietary changes could again significantly help.
Right now, Africa produces, and what it produces, it doesn't eat. And it eats what it doesn't produce. So if you're producing grains at a good and phenomenal capacity, but you're using that grain to feed your livestock, then you'll never have food security.
We have to cut meat consumption and not to give incentive to produce more food for the livestock in the developed countries.
We thank the concerned delegates, activists and others for your calls to urgent proper measures for both the effective reduction of global warming and food security. May nations everywhere delay no further in adopting life-protecting policies to save our planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Speaking during a December 2010 video conference in the United Arab Emirates, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized the simple actions needed from world leaders to avoid global disaster for humanity.
I hope the government encourages the farmers to forego the cattle and poultry raising, to be vegan, organic vegan. Because for one, it is still much more costly in terms of food, energy, water uses to raise animals, whereas it costs less and less to have organic farming. We need every help right now in this emergency situation. Urgent time to save our planet. I hope our government will guide the agriculture sector to the organic vegan path and also use their knowledge and talents to share these good techniques with other countries, because the world is interdependent and can cooperate together for a sustainable future. Again, and finally, we must change our lifestyle. We should live more simply, sustaining ourselves on the best diet, and the economy, ecology diet, that is organic, vegan.
Save our planet. In an effort to cope with climate change-related weather extremes that have ruined perishable crops, a December 4, 2011 report cites the success of Cameroonian farmers as they process fresh versions of fruits and vegetables into more durable plantain chips, potato and cassava flour.
Save Our Planet, a study by British Antarctic Survey scientists culminating in December 2011, reveals that warming Pacific waters are resulting in the accelerated melt of the Antarctic's vast Pine Island and Thwaites glaciers, which could add precipitously to rising sea levels across the globe.
I'm Karen the Kangaroo, and this is Baby Joey, my handsome son.
We're following a healthy plant-based diet, here with a gift-giving tip.
Many vegan stores carry a fantastic range of animal-free products, including fresh baked goods, delicious chocolates, stylish clothing, health-supporting books, nutritious animal companion food, and more.
If needed, you can also get contact information from the web and purchase from one of these marvelous stores.
Asking your family or friends to pick up the goodies can also be a great way to introduce them to a wonderful cruelty-free store which they may not have been aware of.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news, the Ethiopian Ministry of Health receives $500,000 in equipment for improving maternal care. 8 ambulances and 7 generators were donated by 2 international organizations for women's rights and reproductive health, IPAS Ethiopia and Engender Health, to support the country's Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. The contribution is expected to help increase maternal and infant survival rates by building service capacity, improving quality of care, and responding to medical emergencies in 5 regions of the country. Our heartfelt appreciation, IPAS Ethiopia and Engender Health, for your generosity. May all Ethiopian citizens be blessed with vibrant health and a bright future.
In innovation news, the Japanese car manufacturer Toyota presents prototypes of 4 robots with healthcare applications. The independent walk assist is a battery-operated brace which enhances a person's strength and mobility through the use of sensors. The walk training assist robot helps people regain use of their legs. The patient transfer assist supports caregivers in moving immobilized people in and out of bed, while the balance training assist helps with physical rehabilitation. The machines, which are expected to be commercially available in 2013, will be smaller and lighter than those exhibited. Hats off Toyota for these promising developments. May we see more such inventions which are helpful to all beings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Jessie, a determined cat, is reunited with feline friends. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please stay tuned for more praiseworthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for a progressive world. In animal news, feline Jesse travels 3,000 kilometers to get back home. Jesse apparently was on the road for more than a year to return to her previous home and friends in Berry Springs, Australia. Jesse's caregivers, Andre and Cherie Gale, had relocated from South Australia to the Northern Territory in March 2010. While they had taken Jesse with them, the new owners of their former home had become the caregivers of the Gales' two other cat companions. Courageous Jesse, whose identity was confirmed by a picture sent to the Gales, is now happily reunited with her feline friends. She will remain at her old home, cared for by the new residents, Troy and Jen Humby. What an amazing story! Brave and loyal Jesse, may you enjoy many delightful years with your cherished feline friends and human caregivers. With God's abundant blessings.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Korean entitled The Fan.
"어느 정신병원에서 같은 병실을 쓰는 세 사람이 더위로 고생하고 있었습니다. 더위를 덜어줄 부채가 주어졌지만 두 명의 부채는 금방 망가졌고 세 번째 환자의 부채만 멀쩡했습니다. 환자들에게 부채를 어떻게 썼는지 물어봤습니다. 첫 번째 환자는 더워서 부채를 끊임없이 쓰다 보니 부채가 그렇게 빨리 망가진 거라고 말했습니다. 두 번째 환자도 물건을 자주 사용하면 빨리 망가지게 마련이라고 했습니다. 세 번째 환자는 다른 두 사람이 제대로 된 부채 사용법을 모른다고 말했습니다.
아, 내가 부채를 쓸 땐요. 부채를 손에 쥐고 머리를 좌우로 흔들어요.
And now for our viewers' heartline on author Stephen Knapp explains the sacred Hindu texts on our noble lineage. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Just great insight, thanks. Mamu from India.
Thoughtful Mamu, thank you for your positive comments. Vegetarian Mr. Stephen Knapp, a Hare Krishna devotee, has helped many understand the profound teachings of the ancient Indian Vedic scriptures. He has also stated how important the plant-based diet is to refine and enhance our consciousness. May you and all the spiritual people of India be graced with inner tranquility and timeless wisdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be ever more blessed with a sunny spirit and generous heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Following successful talks with European officials and the signing by delegates of an accession treaty in Belgium, Croatia is now set to become the 28th member of the European Union on July 1st, 2013.
In Olac, or Vietnam, over 10,000 people participate in an annual charity run to benefit disadvantaged children at Hanoi Heart Hospital and the National Hospital of Pediatrics, both of which provide life-saving surgeries for youths in need.
President Azif Zardari of Pakistan and United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister His Highness Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan agreed to increase their country's cooperation in fields that include banking, telecommunications, infrastructure and trade.
As U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton addresses the UN Human Rights Council, emphasizing that gay rights are human rights, U.S. President Barack Obama states that other countries' protection of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered persons should also be prioritized in awarding foreign aid.
In an interview with journalists in Peru, Shining Path leader Jose Flores Hala, also known as Artemio, offers a ceasefire truce as he asks for the Peruvian government to engage in talks toward the goal of a long-term peace agreement.
Visiting Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov is welcome for meetings with Lebanese President Michel Suleiman, Prime Minister Najib Mikati, and Parliament Speaker Navi Berry intended to further their country's cooperative relations.
The UN Central Emergency Response Fund has allocated a total of $6 million to agencies for the provision of nourishment aid for people in Niger, especially vulnerable populations such as women and children.
With a goal of providing delicious traditional baked goods that are both innovative and ethically humane, Mr. Christopher Hollowell and Mr. Daniel Dunbar launched the much-anticipated and all-vegan Dunwell Donuts in New York City, USA.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.